Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, let's ring that opening bell. I was out the last 2 days, and I realized that my life was spared for one reason.
Why is that?
That was to spread this message. Mm-hmm. It could be a message of hope, of unity, of love, but I think it's more a message of, if you're in a, like, day 11 of a rotisserie chicken, and there's just a couple of pieces left in that little plastic thing that they give you, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And it's like the back and maybe a piece of the wing or something like that.
Don't try to stretch it out.
And you smell it, and it's like, I think this might be all right. Don't do it. That's the message. That's why I was saved, to pass that message along. 11 days on a rotisserie chicken, too many.
Yeah.
Too many.
I'm surprised you got more than seven.
What's that?
The chicken. More than 7 days.
I didn't. That's the point. That's why I was out the last 2 days.
Ah. I thought you said 11 to you on it for 11 days.
No, I was on day 11 of the chicken and I ate it.
Oh, I got you.
And that's what got me sick. So day 11 of the chicken, don't do it. Uh-uh. I'd say maybe seven at the most, or as my parents used to say, when in doubt, throw it out. But they're not as cheap as I was. We'll take a, as they were not as cheap as I am. We'll take a break, come back, talk about the government shutdown here on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Well, it's not going to be as hot as it has been because it's going to rain. That's what I'm understanding. About a 30% chance for showers today, highs of 86. Tomorrow, a lot wetter, 75% chance for showers, highs of 82. 80 to 90% chance for showers on Saturday and Sunday, highs in the lower 80s, which is bad because they got a lot of festivals planned for them and you would, for those days, and you wish that the rain would have gotten out of the way during the week. And then next week, highs between 85 and 90, so no real cold fronts ahead, but no hurricanes either, so I guess we'll take it. Aaron Dusso joins us now, Associate Professor of Political Science at Indiana University, Indianapolis. Good morning, Professor. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks for having me.
I am so over this government shutdown, but I got to talk about it because it's important to a lot of people, and I will. And what I mean by over it is that there's so much posturing on both sides. The truth is somewhere in between. There's the reality of the shutdown. There's the politics behind the shutdown. And then I would say there's the perception of who gets the blame for the shutdown. That's about it.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, this is only the second day we're going into, and you're already tired of it. I think we got a ways to go.
I was tired of when they were talking about it. I was tired of it 6 weeks ago. Because it's the same old thing. Professor, it's lather, rinse, repeat. It's the same old thing, time after time after time, is it not? And for those that are thinking, well, one side really is making a stand against this or against that, what would you say?
Well, I mean, this is, if you're going to say that that's, you know, not credible, then the Democrats are in big trouble, because that's what their whole stand is that they're saying that this is a question about funding health care, particular subsidies coming from the ACA, and that we let these lapse, it's going to hurt millions of Americans.
These are subsidies that go out on December 31st, right?
Right. They are scheduled to lapse at the end of the year.
Yeah. So they're making their stand now, although this continuing resolution that was proposed by the Republicans would go until when?
Well, the first one that they proposed was 7 weeks, and they're arguing that Republicans are making the offer that we can do this 7-week continuing resolution, and then we can negotiate then. I guess the Democrats responded. The problem is that they got that same promise early in the year, and then the further negotiations never happened.
Mm-hmm. Who got the promise? The Democrats did.
So early in the year, Democrats went along with the continuing resolution, just like this one, which is what Republicans point out. You've already agreed to this in previous months, but the response from Democrats is that, well, yeah, but you promised us further negotiations, and those further negotiations never happened.
So how do you see this ending? Because somebody's going to have to cave one way or the other, and along the lines of caving, then you have to say either, well, we took a stand for nothing because we're backing down, or the other side has more power. I don't understand how this ends. Tell me.
Right. I think, as you mentioned before, it ends with public perception. And so if public perception begins to weigh heavily on the Republicans or the Democrats, that they're to blame, that the problems we're seeing right now are their fault, that's the party that's going to cave. And right now we're so early in this that we're not sure where public opinion is going to go. And that's why you see this just constant fight on both sides about trying to control public perception.
So it's a partial government shutdown. Who's affected by this? Social Security still goes out, as I understand it. What else happens?
Right. So each department is going to have to determine who they retain and who they might furlough. Social Security, of course, is paid through payroll taxes. But, you know, the issue might arise there is if you have a problem with your check and it doesn't arrive, the people that you might call, they're the ones that probably won't be there. Mm-hmm. So hopefully you don't have a problem in these next few weeks.
Now I see TSA warning of possible delays. You want to get the public against you? Have them stand in line at the TSA. What's going on there? Do you know?
Right, yeah. So this is one of the ones where if, you know, right now they're considered essential, and so you'll have TSA or you'll have air traffic controllers, they'll be expected to work oftentimes without pay. And the problem is if they decide that they're not going to do that, and if they decide to strike in some way where they're going to force this hand, that could be a real pressure on both parties to get this resolved.
One thing I don't get is that they're talking about layoffs, and it would seem to me, if the federal employees are needed, they're needed whether there's a government shutdown or not. And that always goes to, I guess, the non-essential part of it where, you know, when we have a hurricane here, I like to be included in the essential part because I'm a big fan of job security, right? I don't want to be labeled non-essential. So when it comes to layoffs, I don't understand what the shutdown has to do with it, because if they're needed, then they're needed whether the government is shut down or not. If they're not needed, well, then they shouldn't be on the payroll in the first place. Why is that tied to this government shutdown?
Well, I think that that's a threat that the Trump administration has made to try use as leverage against Democrats who have been trying to hold the line with regards to the government and what's been happening basically since Trump took office back in January and the work that DOGE had done. And so the threats, I think, probably ring hollow at this point because you're, you know, what, 9 months into a Trump administration, which has been significantly, you know, cutting and firing people or attempting to and having to go to court in order to stop that. So I don't think that it's just a threat, I would argue, rather than an actual, you know, something that's going to happen.
I sent the IRS the equivalent of a hundy last week, and I see now that the IRS may or may not be impacted. I wish maybe I wouldn't have sent that check now. Tell me what's going to happen with the IRS. Do we know?
Right. I mean, obviously, it's a situation where non-essential, and oftentimes we call them non-essential, are the things that we might actually come in contact with. So if the IRS is going to be there, but let's say you want to start a new business and you need to get a tax ID, that you might run into problems. That's the kind of thing where, okay, well, those people are not there. We furloughed those individuals because they were deemed non-essential. But of course, if you want to start a business, they're very essential. And that's the kind of thing that slows an economy, particular or permits, that kind of stuff. Those are the things that will take longer, you know, to get done, if at all, while there's a shutdown.
I get a text that comes in, TSA needs to be privatized as well as air traffic controllers. Well, the TSA was privatized before 9/11, and that's when they decided that the Vincent security, I shouldn't pick out a name, but whatever security guard it was that was half watching the screening thing, they shouldn't be there, and that's why they got TSA, right?
Right, yeah, that's exactly. So it used to be a privatized, it used to be the airlines put together the money to pay for that type of thing at various airports. And of course, 9/11 happens, and a lot of that's through lapses in security and airlines that we decided that we need to nationalize that and have the federal government take care of it. I mean, that's the same reason we have the army and the military
right. Are
run by the government, not by private interest.
It's just amazing how people forget stuff, and it's like, well, you had the security guards, the rent-a-cops, no disrespect, half watching the screens as they were going through, and that's kind of why 9/11 happened, and now you want to go back to that. So I don't know. People sometimes forget, I guess. We'll take a break, pick it up when we come back with Aaron Dusso. Somebody texted this in, Professor. You can respond to this. A shutdown is the least of our worries right now. President literally told the military leaders they're going to be expected to engage in battle with American citizens. He threatened multiple major cities with war and expressed to the generals that the country is being invaded by left-wing radicals. We won't have a country to shut down if this comes to fruition. Is this just some kind of hysteria that somebody texted in, or is there any truth behind that? You can talk about that when we return here on WWL 622 Traffic Now. 627, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Aaron Dusso, Associate Professor of Political Science at Indiana University, Indianapolis. The president says a lot of stuff, sometimes off the cuff, telling the generals that they can maybe use the military to practice. I don't know what that means. In American cities, somebody texted in and said that, you know, the president was, what did he say here, that they were going to be at war, battle with American citizens, threaten major cities with war. And what would you say to people that are concerned about that, Professor? Because I do get texts about that occasionally.
Well, what I would say, the enemy within language is language that's used by authoritarian dictators. That's, you know, it's not something that's used by leaders of free and democratic countries. And that is, it's inflammatory language, but it's also scary language because we've, you know, the President of the United States has a lot of power, and right now he's pushing at every way he possibly can to see where if there are any limits to that power. And then you combine that with the decision in Trump v. the United States last year by the Supreme Court, which gives the president the unlimited authority to essentially do whatever he wants. And you saw in those arguments during the Supreme Court's arguments and in the dissents that people filed that they're concerned that the president would be allowed to just kill somebody and it didn't matter. And that was left open-ended. And so there is, I think, a real concern that is legitimate that using this type of language is clearly designed and telling this not just off the cuff to a bunch of friends. This is you called together all of our military leaders. You put them in a room and you told them that there is an enemy within the United States. It's not out there. It's not wherever you're posted around the world. It's here in the United States. It's in Chicago. It's in Los Angeles. It's in New York. And that's a problem. That's a language that's never been used by a president of the United States. And it's scary language because the president is also sending the military, the National Guard into these cities in order to do something that they're not trained to do, which is to act as a police force. And that also violates the Constitution. So this is really concerning.
I'm not trying to go all 7 days in May here or anything like that, but ultimately it comes down to who controls the military and if the military, these generals, would accept orders to take on an enemy within, or if they would say, no, these are American citizens, I'm not going to do that. And then that could really lead to a constitutional crisis, could it not?
Well, I mean, that would be surprising because in the United States, the military is subservient to the leaders that we elect, not themselves. They're not an independent actor. And so to have them say no to the president, to a deployment somewhere would be surprising. I don't know, actually, myself, whether or not there's ever happened before. And so I would bet that they probably would follow it. I wouldn't rely on the fact that their individual is going to choose that they're not going to do it because one person can do it, but then there's, 100 that are going to do it. So this is, I think, is a very dangerous time, and I think it's a legitimate concern with regards to what the president's plans are.
Thank you, Professor. Appreciate your time. Aaron Dusso, Associate Professor of Political Science at Indiana University, Indianapolis, 6:30, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to the one and only Ian Ozan. All right, 6:39, 21 till 7, got Mike Strain on deck coming up next. WWR reminding you one of our greatest freedoms as Americans is the right to vote. Early voting for New Orleans elections and 30 other parishes is happening now through this Saturday, October 4th. Please get out and vote early or make plans now to cast your ballot on Election Day, Saturday, October 11th. To find your early voting place or see a sample ballot, go to WWL.com for everything you need to know. And a reminder, mayoral candidate Oliver Thomas will join Newell and Dave Cohen for an in-depth conversation tomorrow, Friday, from noon until 1. And more details coming here on WWL. Tommy Tucker back in a flash with Mike Strain. 6:44, 16 till 7, Thursday morning. That's when we talk to Mike Strain, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. How you doing, Mike Strain?
Man, I am doing great. Getting ready for the Cattle Festival. That's going to be on Saturday in Abbeville. I am the Grand Marshal.
Do you get to ride a cow?
Well, they had a cow, but I told them I'd rather ride in the wagon, maybe pulled by a cow.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of fun. Yeah, so I'll be riding in an old-fashioned wagon having a good time.
I'm not trying to be stupid here, but have you ever ridden a cow or not?
Oh, of course.
Really?
Every country boy has ridden a cow.
But not a bull. There's a difference.
Oh, well, no. It was the last one was a bull. My dad got so mad at my brother and I, and we had a Hereford bull. Now, we're kids. Mm-hmm. And the way Dad found out, the barn door, which was covered with tin, was bent really badly. That's where that bull threw my brother up into the door. So what we would do, we'd let the bull in one side of the barn, and we'd hang off the back of the barn. Mm-hmm. And when the bull would come over, we'd drop down, on his back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but, yeah.
How old were you, Mike?
That's the kind of stuff country boys do.
How old were you?
Oh, I was probably about 12, 13 mm-hmm. years old.
And your dad was not upset about your brother. He was upset about the door being dent, right? Bent in and dent.
He's more upset about us riding his prized bull.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, he wasn't a mean bull, but, but that's what country boys do. Oh, yeah, that's how you get in trouble down on the farm, right?
Tell me about this cattle festival. That sounds interesting.
Oh, it's a lot of fun, and it's going to go on all weekend. It starts tomorrow at about 6:30. And then music at 7, and it's downtown Abbeville. Now, Saturday, 10 o'clock in the morning, we've got an ice cream eating contest. Then at 2 o'clock, we've got the grand parade. And at 3 o'clock, a whip cracking contest. And Tommy, this is what I hit. Now, here's where the fun's going to start kicking in real hard. We got a rib eating contest at 4 o'clock. That's
there you
something
go.
You and I can really
there
do.
There you
right?
go. That's what I'm talking about. We're talking about beef ribs, pork ribs. What are we eating, Mike?
Oh, well, it's the cattle festival. It's going to be beef ribs.
Beef ribs,
right?
Okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, with all the sauce you can stand. That's right.
Mike.
And then
go ahead. I'm sorry.
And then Sunday, it's live cattle. And then at 2:30, it's going to be a cattle drive down the street, in Concord Street, there in Abbeville, an old-fashioned cattle drive, and that will close the festival. So if you're still there when the cattle start coming down the street, that it's a time to go home, right?
So kind of like when a police clear Bourbon Street?
Yeah, that's right.
On Mardi Gras?
Something maybe, like that, yes.
Maybe they should use cattle when they do that.
It'll be a little more controlled, right?
Yeah.
But a nice cattle drive.
But I tell you.
Cattle drive down Concord Street.
That cattle drive would clear Bourbon Street, I guarantee you that.
Absolutely. Especially if they were some of those strain cattle. They wouldn't need any help, from the state police.
Yeah.
There would be nobody left on the street.
It might be more mess when they finish than when they started. Let me ask you this. Is this very not user-friendly, but visitor-friendly? Are there places?
Oh, absolutely. This is a family deal. It's a lot of fun. I was King Moo one year. Yeah, that's right. I was the cattle king, King Moo, that was a lot of fun.
You were not King Moo.
I was king of the cattle festival one year. This year, I'm the grand marshal. One year, I was I've also served as the king, and it's a lot of fun. The king and the queen ride, and this year when I was the king, I rode on a tractor. So that was a lot of fun, but this is a family event. Abbeville is a very family friendly place, and this goes on for several days. And bring the kids, bring the family, have an old fashioned good time.
Can the kids pet the cattle, Mike? Is there
there will be some live cattle demonstrations, and so there may or may not be a petting zoo. Generally speaking, for these large cattle, I wouldn't go around, really petting them unless they have a petting zoo, and those cattle are more trained for that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. Well, I'm just wondering, but you can get up close and personal. I mean, you can see them in pens and so forth, right?
Absolutely, yeah, because they're going to have a cattle demonstration, live cattle, which means those will be beautiful show animals and some of the finest, cattle you ever see. These show cattle, especially with our young people that show these cattle, you would be really impressed. At the way they handle these animals and also the nature of these animals. But they're absolutely magnificent.
They even have Mass at 9 o'clock on Sunday. If you want to get there early and go to Mass and then spend the day on Sunday, you can go to LouisianaCattleFestival.org to find out more. What else is going on, Mike?
Oh, a lot of things going on. We spent a lot of time yesterday. I'm working with our legislators and also with Drax, which is the big company that buys our wood pellets. So we will be headed back to London and to York.
Wait, possibly. What is that now? Who buys what?
They buy our wood pellets.
Like that's for smokers?
No, sir. Mm-hmm. No, sir. Mainly for making energy.
Oh,
so we sell massive amounts of wood pellets, and they have huge plants across Louisiana and in a few of the other southern states. And we've been talking about visiting Drax and also their other purchasers. Drax also sells wood pellets that use for a variety of things, mostly energy. But they sell it, into Brussels and into Germany. But there's been some discussion by members of the European Union, and they don't understand our timber industry. Their trees in those countries, the European Union and in England, are mature old forests. We have pine plantations. It's a crop.
You grow them to be harvested, right? They don't get that?
Absolutely. They don't. Because they can't conceive of the size and the scope of our industry, and we're wanting to visit with them. So I'll be going, and as well as some of our legislators, and we're working with Drax. We'll also touch base with our friends at the British Embassy. So we'll be having some government meetings as well as working with Drax and going to their actual facilities, because this is a multi-billion-dollar enterprise, and we want to make sure, and we're trying to, calm the fears. The word that we're not doing sustainable timber, but every year we have more timber than we harvest, and these are our timber farms, our farms, they are plantations, mm-hmm. and they can't understand that we have 18.6 million acres, of which 15 million acres are farmed timber, 15 million acres. And so we'll be visiting with them, talking about, again, timber, and it's something we've been working on for a while, and we're putting that together. So that's a good thing. We're also working the Ivory Coast. The ministers there reached out to us. They're looking to buy rice and poultry and a number of other products. And so we're looking at a trade mission there probably in February. We're working on that. People do business with their friends, and these countries are reaching out to us, want to have further conversations, and we will bring our exporters with us and try to ink the deals and start selling those commodities. And the reason we're doing that is because we've got to reopen markets. We've got to open new markets for our commodities, especially as we're having the issues with China. And I think those China issues, they'll be ongoing. When China buys, they buy a lot, but you never know if they're going to buy on a continuous basis because it's all political. Mm-hmm. And with these other countries now are reaching out because they are struggling to feed their countries, and they need food. They need it, and we're ready to sell it. And so that, and working on our ability to export to them in a very cost-efficient manner.
Mike, how's the government shutdown affecting your department and whatever it is you all have to do?
That's a big deal. You know, with the government, I'll give you a for instance. Yesterday I get a call, a meeting we've had scheduled for more than a month with the federal government, U.S. Fish and Wildlife, dealing with a invasive duck. We've probably talked about those whistling ducks.
Oh, yeah.
And the fact that they have ascended upon our grain elevators by the tens of thousands to work on a program to try to deal with that issue. Well, now it's canceled. So immediately, you know, any federal meeting is canceled. The Farm Services Agency, almost all the offices are closed. Loan payments and payments under the crop insurance payments, those have been frozen or delayed. And so right here at the, you know, at the crux of harvest, and when we need all these different tools, those payments are frozen. So, and the Conservation Reserve Program, Supplemental Disaster, and then the crop insurance payments. Here we are, you know, now is the time when you, if you're going to make crop insurance claims, it's now because of whatever's going on there. That's all frozen. All technical assistance from the NRCS, which is National Resource Conservation System, that's 500 people across the United States, and all of our NRCS, that's frozen. And so in addition to that, suspension of all ag reporting. So the National Ag Statistics Service, which has offices in our building, we're not going to be getting those crop reports and the data that we need. So overall, USDA, 42,000 employees furloughed. And so it does have an effect, and we're hoping this will be temporary. Look, we don't have time for this. We've got work to do. We need to get it done, and we need all of our partners hand in hand.
I agree with you, Mike. We don't have time for this. We all got work to do. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Mike Strain, Commissioner, Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. He gets stuff, things done, I'll tell you that. 654, 6 till 7, traffic now, WWL. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to take a break here at WWL. When we come back, we'll talk to Tim Temple, Louisiana Insurance Commissioner. National Flood Insurance Program expired, and the government shut down. What does that mean? Well, we'll try to find out. Then we'll talk to Brian Lagarde, criminologist, executive director of Project NOLA, about them cutting off access to their cameras to NOPD because of some privacy concerns. So a lot coming up. Stay tuned. Then we'll talk to Steve Geller about the Saints. We'll talk about restoring the coast. And we're going to spend an hour talking about weight loss medicine. Louisiana's obesity rate, 40%. We'll be back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.